Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Notaries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In the Meantime, Finding Yourself and the Love You Want by Ian LaVanzant is a transformative guide that dives deep into the journey of self-discovery and healing. This book serves as a compass for those who feel lost in their quest for love, offering insights and exercises to help individuals explore the inner workings of their heart and mind. Vanzant, with her wisdom and compassion, navigates readers through the complexities of relationships, self-love, and the pursuit of happiness. By addressing the root causes of emotional distress, the book aims to empower individuals to cultivate a loving relationship with themselves, which in turn enhances their ability to attract and maintain healthy relationships with others. In the Meantime, speaks to the heart of those waiting for love, reminding them that the journey towards it starts within. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the Meantime. The concept of the Meantime is central to Vanzant's narrative, serving as a metaphorical space between where we are and where we wish to be, especially in the context of romantic relationships. In this liminal space, individuals often find themselves caught in a web of confusion, impatience, and frustration. Vanzant argues that this period is not merely a time to wait passively for love, but an opportunity for profound self-discovery and healing. Through practical advice and spiritual insights, she teaches readers how to navigate this period with grace, turning it into a transformative experience where one can work on becoming whole. The Meantime becomes a crucial phase for self-reflection, where individuals can address their fears, desires, and the barriers that prevent them from achieving true happiness and love. Secondly, self-love as foundation. One of the most important topics in the book is the concept of self-love and its pivotal role in finding and sustaining healthy relationships. Vanzant emphasizes that the love we seek from others should first be rooted within ourselves. She argues that without a solid foundation of self-respect, self-awareness, and love, it's challenging to establish a fulfilling relationship with another person. Through various chapters, she offers exercises and reflections designed to help readers cultivate a deeper relationship with themselves. This involves identifying negative self-talk, healing old wounds, and recognizing one's worthiness of love. Vanzant's approach to self-love is not just about self-care rituals, but entails a profound understanding and acceptance of oneself, which ultimately attracts the right kind of love. Thirdly, the role of faith and spirituality. Vanzant integrates faith and spirituality into the journey of finding love and self-fulfillment. She suggests that connecting with a higher power or embracing a spiritual practice can provide guidance and comfort during the Meantime. The idea is not tied to any specific religion, but encourages readers to explore their spiritual beliefs and how these beliefs can support their growth and healing. Faith, as Vanzant presents it, acts as a source of strength and resilience, aiding individuals in navigating the uncertainties that come with personal transformation. By fostering a spiritual connection, readers are invited to trust the process of their journey, believing that everything happens for a reason and that a higher power is guiding them towards their best selves. Fourthly, navigating relationships. Vanzant delves into the dynamics of romantic relationships, providing insights on how to navigate them with wisdom and awareness. She discusses the importance of communication, boundaries, and mutual respect, emphasizing that a healthy relationship should enhance one's growth rather than hinder it. By sharing real-life examples and practical advice, Vanzant helps readers identify toxic patterns and red flags that may indicate a relationship is not serving them well. Additionally, she explores the concept of compatibility, urging readers to seek partners who align with their values, dreams, and goals. The discussion extends to the importance of letting go of relationships that are no longer beneficial, advocating for self-preservation and growth above all. Lastly, creating a vision for love. The final transformative topic concerns the power of envisioning the love one desires. Vanzant encourages readers to create a clear vision of the relationship they wish to manifest, suggesting that clarity and intention is crucial to attracting such love. This process involves reflecting on one's desires, needs, and what truly matters in a partner and relationship. Through visualization techniques and affirmations, readers are taught how to align their energy and actions with their relationship goals. This topic underscores the importance of being proactive in the pursuit of love rather than passively waiting for it to arrive. By fostering a positive and clear mindset, individuals can significantly increase their chances of finding the love they seek. In conclusion, in the meantime, Finding Yourself and the Love You Want by Iyanla Van Zandt is an essential read for anyone on the journey towards self-discovery, healing, and looking for love. The book offers a wealth of knowledge for those feeling stuck in the meantime phase of their lives, providing practical advice, spiritual wisdom, and exercises to pave the way for personal growth and fulfilling relationships. Van Zandt's compassionate guidance on self-love, spirituality, relationship dynamics, and creating a vision for love speaks to a wide audience, making the book a valuable resource for individuals regardless of their relationship status. Those ready to do the inner work necessary to find and sustain love will find indispensable insights within these pages. Ultimately, this book can benefit anyone looking to cultivate a deeper understanding of themselves and a more profound, authentic connection with others. If you would like to support Iyanla Van Zandt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.